The popularity of literary legal thrillers, primetime dramas about the law, court TV trials, and nonfiction legal tales like A Civil Action are all evidence of the American public's appetite for the drama of law. But there's never been a magazine about law, minus the legalese, written for non-lawyers and lawyers alike. Enter Legal Affairs. It is a nonprofit publication put out by Yale Law School, and the first issue has just arrived on the newsstand. It includes a cartoon strip called 12 Super Angry Men.
Spider-Man has been brought to trial for murder. He's accused of strangling Ant-Man in a jealous rage over the Black Widow. Saturday morning cartoons turned up a jury of his peers, plus one unassuming guy, who will decide his fate.
That dramatization generously provided by Lincoln Kaplan. He is the president and editor of Legal Affairs, and he joins me now from New Haven, Connecticut. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Why is this magazine needed?
There are wonderful outlets, elite newspapers and magazines and radio and television programming that do a very good job of covering news about the law. But there's a gap between the way the law is covered in legal journals, for example, and general audience magazines like The Atlantic, or between the kind of coverage that you would find in a trade publication like The American Lawyer and nighttime television coverage, say, on one of the cable channels. And Legal Affairs means to fill this gap with storytelling, with analysis, with history, with all points of view welcome, as long as we find them interesting and surprising and valuable to our readers.
Tell me about the topics you plan to select.
Let's look at our first issue. It opens with a short piece by Dashka Slater, a writer in San Francisco, which is about the week of television viewing she did about shows that deal with judges and courtrooms. It's a piece with a light touch, but it you might describe it as being about America's infantile relationship with the law. And it closes with a painting by Norman Rockwell, which is called The Law Student, and which gets at something that's now missing for many American law students, which is a sense of reverence for the law, a sense of commitment to joining a noble profession. And in between, there are pieces like Christopher Buckley's satire, and on the other end of the spectrum, a wonderful account by David Lubon, who is a well-respected legal philosopher, about the attempt to keep poor people from having representation in courts.
You've got an article in your debut issue about rap music talking back to the law. What's that about?
The argument of the piece is that rather than being something subversive and outside the law and divorced from it, rap music really means to be the conscience of the criminal justice system, to hold the law accountable to the standards of fairness that it claims to operate under.
Mr. Kaplan, you write that Legal Affairs has an opportunity to illustrate the humanity of law.
Every legal choice involves a drama. Sometimes the drama is evident in a clash that will affect a person's life, a defendant on trial, for example, a matter of bankruptcy. But behind that drama, there is the drama of ideas. And the relationship between the values and choices that are implicated in this drama of ideas and the event itself involves all kinds of humanity. It involves the ambiguity of values. It involves the anguish to an institution or a family. And it's getting at this humanity. It's grabbing the heart of the law that's really our challenge. But the law has everything. It has every emotion, every human choice implicated in it. And that provides us a tremendous challenge, but it also provides us with endless opportunity for subject matter.
Lincoln Kaplan is the president and editor of Legal Affairs, a new magazine that is the first general interest magazine to examine legal matters in the context of culture, politics, and society. Lincoln Kaplan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Don't miss our next exciting episode when Batman is accused of breaking child labor laws.